Talk football. The post-game interview.
Greg, what an incredible last quarter that was. Like, I think all our hearts are still racing because it could have really gone either way. But I'm interested to know, what were your messages to the boys at three-quarter time? Because they certainly found something in that last quarter and they didn't give up, you know, despite being five goals down.
Yeah, well, the breeze is sort of slightly starting to pick up, and so we felt like if we could get a little bit of speed off half back, I felt like we're a bit stagnant in the third quarter. So that was the key, is to try and get some handball receives and really run with some purpose and intensity. We changed up our a few structural positions, and we had to make the most of our opportunities, which we did.
And the pleasing thing was, you know, Horny Boy was such a focus for you in that first half of the game, and it looked like to be, you know, a shootout between the forwards, but it was others that stepped up when it really mattered, and some of your little fleet, Ethan Little, Smibowski, they really got to work and generated that run, and you started to move the ball a lot quicker in that final quarter.
Yeah, I think we had a little bit, we sent Josh Dwyer forward, he gave us a marking target as well to take a little bit of heat off Lockie Horny Blow. He had a couple of players on him at different stages, so that's all it's about, you know, if the whole group can work together and take advantage of the opportunities. So it was good.
Greg, thanks for joining us. It's a big call to roll somebody into the ruck that's not probably a traditional ruckman in Angus Cott, especially against the likes of Abbott and McCarthy. Where did the genesis of that idea come from?
We talked about it during the week. Really going with one ruck with Ned, and I thought Ned did a super job at today, and then and obviously Abbott, you know, he's been around for a long time, really experienced, and he just ripped the game open in the third quarter. So I felt like Ned was maybe just getting a little bit tired, and if we could get Cotty to at least nullify him at centre bounces, so we knew that Cotty might get a little bit of footy around the ground, and that sort of seemed to be the way that it went.
We've got to know Max Kelly is over the journey more as a high half forward, good pressure, good link man, but with the openings in your midfield, with your departures in the off-season, it appears that he's really grasped the opportunity to spend more time on ball with both hands.
Yeah, definitely. He's really, like, he went up to Darwin in the pre-season. He played as a mid up there. So he's come back super fit, and he's done a fair bit of work on his craft. He's turning himself into a really good, really good clearance player for us, and he can, and his work rate, you know, in between contests is also very strong. So, yep, definitely really pleased with how he's been going.
Greg, congratulations, well done. Just Ned Dyker, does he eat two feeds on a Thursday night? How big is Ned Dyker? God!
Well, he's actually getting smaller. he's got himself fit, and he's been working, really hard. He's played the last three games for us, and I thought today was he played really well last week, got some real confidence in that he can play at the level, and I thought he did a great job again today.
It was great. It's great for the competition to have blokes like him and Joe McCarthy going up against each other. It really shows the younger boys coming through as ruck. It's a hard position to play. It's great for both clubs to have young boys like that who are actually having a crack.
Well, look, it looks like Grovedale have got a fair few of them. McCarthy, we've had a look at his form over the last couple of weeks, and he's developing nicely, and they got Cooper Leach down at the Falcons as well too, so there's certainly no shortage of rucks for Grovedale.
You got this mercurial bloke around the corner called Noah Allen, who just wears his heart on his sleeve and just plays, he's just all over the shop, but he loves footy, doesn't he?
He does, got the Dusty Martin haircut, and he's been a real handy pickup for us. Plays the game way it should be played, hard and tough, maybe sometimes just crosses the line, but that's what we love about him, his energy and his heart, and he's played a bit of everywhere for us this year, halfback, wing, in the ruck, and now he's gone forward and kicked a couple in the last. He's good.
We're speaking with victorious Geelong West coach Greg Mallor. He is Matty Dowling in the Home Style Aged Care fifth quarter.
Greg, congratulations. It says on the score sheet Tom Gillett kicked six, but I really thought that Tidit Nyack and Riley Moore played really well for you down back.
Yeah, look, definitely when you got, look, he's sort of back to his form of a couple of years ago. He looked fast, he's strong, and he's obviously a beautiful kick for goal. Any time that the opposition are going to get some, you know, quick inside 50 entries, he's going to be able to grab at it and do some damage. You know, I thought Morey, you know, certainly early competed really well. Tidit in the later on also, you know, halved a number of contests as well. So, look, he still played really well, but I thought our boys, you know, had a crack and nullified a lot of opportunities.
Greg, just want to ask about a few blokes. Obviously, you had some guys didn't play today due to injury. Davey, Drennan, Tanner Lewis is obviously one that stands out as well after a big game against North Shore last week. But Max Schooler, how's he tracking? And David Hanley also?
Yeah, so Max sort of just been a little bit coming back from a concussion. He played a game, so missed three, played a game, then he missed last week. So today he's just building some form in the twos. We decided to go with one ruck.
Yep.
Today, but you know, obviously Max, a, you know, quality player, and we see him as a, you know, really important part of our senior side.
Brad Wood as well.
Yeah, he's got to come back from a little hamstring. He's a chance to play next week, so he's another player that'll obviously you know, experience and will help us.
Yep. Dave Hanley, any chance of getting back?
I'm hoping that Dave might be back after the bye.
Okay. All right, fingers crossed, Newtown next week. Greg, well, we've got you. It's usually this time of the year we start asking the question of coaches that we know don't have deals for next year. Where does it stand for you? You've been here since 2018. Does it extend into 2026?
No, this will be the last year, so we've... It's been, oh, look, obviously spoke to the club at the start of the year that I thought this would be the... I just felt like it's the right time for everyone. It's time for the players to have a new voice. You know, got my sons and his mates coming through, and I think it's just it's just time for the club to, you know, find the next person to take us to the next step.
You're 4-5. Can you get on a sort of Robert Walls Brisbane Bears 1995 sort of run and sneak into an elimination final?
Well, obviously it'd be ideal, and that's what we're playing for. So we'll come up against a really strong Newtown side next week. You know, and we're looking forward to the challenge of you know, they got us, you know, it feels like only about 4 weeks ago we played them last time. But, yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, matching up against them and see if we can work on a few different things.
Yep. Do you play a role in finding your replacement, or do you just handball that to the club and leave them to do that, and you'll just coach out your last 9, maybe 10, maybe 11 games, depending on how things go?
Yeah, look, I think it's important that they make the decision. I think it's important that it's just easier for everyone that you step away. If you're looking for a new voice, coaches have different philosophies, and so, you know, for me, what I think works is not necessarily what the next coach is going to be able to, you know, create and develop. So I think it's they'll find the right person.
Greg, you've been a great friend of ours for a heck of a long time. We probably won't see you again in this format with our schedule for the rest of the year. If you do sneak into an elimination final, we'll definitely see it that. But thank you. You've been more than open with us over the journey. It's been great to deal with you over the 5 years, especially of broadcasting GFNL games. And I hope you're not lost to coaching, because you've brought a lot to the Geelong West family over your journey. And I suspect there'll be plenty of clubs asking the question of you going forward.
Thanks, Kingy. I just honestly really appreciate your support, both personally. I really enjoy our chats, but also, you know, as an extension of what K-Rock does for the local competition. It's just, you know, we're very lucky, and we, all of us, I know all the coaches, but I especially appreciate everything that you and your crew do.
Enjoy the win and enjoy the second half of the season.
Thanks, mate.
Well done, Greg.
Right, Mallor joining us on K-Rock Footy. What we might do, Scott Meddings has actually joined us in the band to have a quick listen to Greg, and we might get Scott just to obviously confirm what we've been told. Oh, look at the look on the face that I've got from Scott.
You shouldn't have come in, Scott.
There is a... See, you wanted to listen, Scott, and this is a little payback.
Oh.
Obviously, we have spoken. We were aware that Greg was standing down, but we wanted Greg to announce that publicly. But a statement will come out in the next 12 to 24 hours from the club. But just personally from you, obviously, the hunt begins now for a new mentor for 26 and beyond.
Oh, absolutely. There's a group of people looking at that and working out what the club needs and the next step. But I think I don't want to take away from what Greg's provided to the club. And when the club came together 8 years ago, Greg really drove the culture of the club and drove this the culture that is now and developed young people to be good young people. And so I don't want to take away from what Greg's delivered for Geelong West. And he's been an absolute leader for all of these people. So, yeah, we'll start to look for what's next. And there's a group of people looking at that. So, no, I just congratulate Greg on what he's contributed. It's been amazing.
How was your heart rate in the last couple of minutes?
Oh, I need another blood pressure tablet. but it was a good win. It was great. And they could have just let it go in the last quarter, yep. And they didn't. They fought on. And that, I think, shows that youth coming through.
Yeah.
That they're just willing to fight on. And you mentioned Ned before. He had a cracking game.
Yeah.
Ned Dyke is just, he's coming to his own with his chance in the seniors, so it's great.
Scott, appreciate you having us here today. Good luck with the search for the new coach, and you wanted to have a listen to the interview with Greg, so the payback was that you had to give us a quick couple of words about Greg before we let you go.
Right, thanks, Kingy.
Good to see you, Scotty. Scotty Meddings, the chair of the Geelong West Giants.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.